What the fuck is up? It is time for Crosstalk Unhinged. Waddle and I are in the business center. At where are we? At a Town Place Suites?
Town Place Suites in Indy. Carm, this is actually mayonnaise from my sandwich. It's not what
bullshit. I know what it is.
No, it's not.
You were giving your partner a hand job underneath the table over there.
Something was going on.
I know what it is. Why do you think Sylvie's got that big grin on his face?
That smile on his face.
Yeah.
Good looking piece of cheese.
What the fuck is that, Waddle? Is that some sort of half-ass sandwich?
Yeah. Well, it was from the media room across the way at the Combine.
Are you guys – so you're in the business center by the Combine. Can you speak freely or do you have to watch your language? Are there people around?
We're in the business center of our hotel.
Of the hotel.
Yeah, so all morning we've been over at the convention center, meeting people, networking with people.
Network.
Yeah, we don't know, so just describe it to us.
Well, how did you think I get that creamy sauce on my hand, Yerk? We were trying to get some high-level.
Reverse grip.
So wait, are you in an area where there aren't people around so you can speak freely? Or what if somebody comes in and you guys are talking about jerking each other off under the table? Is that going to be a problem?
We have rented out the business center of this fine hotel.
Okay. So nobody's coming in.
Well, we hope not.
Carm, let me ask you.
Well, if you rented it out, then nobody can come in.
Well, anyone can walk in. It's not locked.
Carm, let me ask you a question on the seventh floor of our station. If you start talking about giving Johnny a fucking reach around, are you going to be in trouble?
I mean, nope. That's true.
Nope.
That's
We're
true.
Not going to be in trouble.
Well, you could. Like, nope. If we weren't nope. in this setting.
Nope. You can't get in trouble because we're doing work for the company and the company knows exactly what this is about. So if somebody ends up getting offended, it's the company's fault for not clearing out the people from a radius that's large enough.
I don't think that's true, really.
I think HR might
disagree with that.
No, I think they, whether they like it or not, they inherit the risk.
That's why
I understand exactly what's happening here.
I don't think that's true at all.
Well, but I think it's 100% true. They moved. I didn't move this to here.
Here
he
goes.
We didn't add the video component, right?
Here he goes.
Management decided that this is where we should do the show.
Well,
so if management is worried about the risk of where things are going to happen or where things are going to be, then they need to vacate the premises for about 50 feet if that's what they like.
Yeah, I don't think they can ask an employee that.
I think what they know is they inherit the risk with the show, understanding exactly what the show is.
Again, I think HR might say differently.
Well, I don't care what HR thinks. Nobody cares what HR thinks. I'm just letting you know what the reality of the situation is. The reality of the situation is everybody knows what this show is. And if you decide to move this show into a different setting, then whatever risks are then involved need to be mitigated by the corporation.
Well, I think if we had teammates in from like Cleveland or Milwaukee, they don't know what this is.
They need to be kept on the other side of the building. That's all. There's a north side of the building that's got plenty of room for plenty of people.
But speaking of Cleveland, I had to kick the Cleveland Browns out of our table today.
What were they doing?
The Cleveland Browns media team was sitting in the WMVP table. In the media center.
Watching the highlights of Joe Flacco spin it for 212 against us in the fourth quarter.
And I was said, it's not our fucking fault. Was it your guy? Huh?
Was it your guy, the sledgehammer?
No, it wasn't from a radio station. It was their, like, team media.
They're Larry Mayer.
Yes.
Like they're social media guys, too.
Yes.
I got you. Like Anthony Adams.
And they said
– the young lady that works with Anthony Adams that does the TV show.
Lawrence.
That's her. Lawrence. So it was their version of that was occupying your space.
Yeah, so there were like three of them.
You walked up to him. What'd you say? Hey, are you fucking blind?
We're ESPN 1000 WMVP. We're going to be doing a show here. And they said, oh, we saw the Dolphins were here yesterday, and the Dolphins told us they weren't going to be here today. So we just assumed that we could sit here today.
So he said,
Did you tell him to go piss up a rope?
I said that we were coming in today and tomorrow, that this is our table.
Yeah. Get the hell out of here.
Carm, before they get upset
about being nice.
what may be emanating from the room you guys are in. Maybe they ought to clean the pubes out of all the toilets, huh? Is that something you were talking about yesterday?
Did you hear me say it yesterday?
Yeah.
I mean, I first of all, I don't know. We've got some older gentlemen, obviously, that work on the floor, you know. Guys, no, but yeah, Waddle's older. That's true. Yurko's older, but he kind of maintains.
There's nothing there.
I mean, I think
Waddle, gray pubes.
It's not that they were gray. I'm saying there are older gentlemen,
zebra-like.
There are older gentlemen that work on this floor that are from a different era, right? Like I don't know if we have anybody here quite as old as my old man. I mean, my dad's 75, but my dad's not shaving his balls.
No.
I mean, you know, they're from a different era.
Sweet Lou's got him nice and hairy and crusty, man.
Oh, yeah, I know that for sure.
He's got hairs like 12 inches long down there.
Yeah, like, I mean,
braid those bad boys.
They're from a different era. They're not. So there are some gentlemen that we have working here that are in their 60s, and maybe, you know, they are, to them, it's a foreign concept. Why would people, man or woman, shave their pubic hair or keep it maintained? But I mean, I walked in there on Tuesday, I think it was Tuesday, and I took a left to go to the first urinal, and there are pubes all over.
And then I
shifted, you know how you do it and you're like, whoa. And then I shifted to my right to use the other one. And I looked down in the same fucking thing. Yeah.
It's like somebody came in and just started shedding in there.
Yeah. And so I'm wondering, I'm like, first of all, these are long pubes. So it's not
like
someone,
lawn clippings, you know, like lawn clippings, just putting them everywhere.
They're just falling out. It's not someone that is shaving and keeping them relatively, you know, keeping a low growth the way most of us probably do, where you're clipping down every week or 10 days.
They were a
good inch, 3/4 of an inch to an inch to an inch and a half.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Maybe someone was washing their hair in the toilet.
In the fucking urinal? Like, I don't understand what honestly,
what's going on?
If you look down and you're taking a leak at the urinal and your pubes are for whatever reason falling out.
It's target practice. Why don't you go ahead and start taking the hairs down with your stream?
That's one option.
Right.
Take your stream and knock them into the toilet.
Right.
Or when you're done, grab a fucking paper towel and just brush them into the urinal.
Right.
Are you worried, though, that this is a health problem? That
I don't care about the individual. We just care about what the individual's doing.
No, I know, because I was like, I'll never forget, because Allie said to me that she noticed that I was shedding my pubes. Now I shave. But again, they were
shorter. Sure, wasn't your ass hair?
What do you mean? Was this during chemo or something?
Yes, during chemo. That
no,
it wasn't.
I can't
just
talk about it now. Great.
Well, no, you can't.
I know. I don't want to bring the mood down, but maybe somebody is going through something.
Is someone going through chemo?
Well look, Yurko, pubes don't just fall out by the dozen. That's what I'm saying.
Do we have a teammate that secretly is going through chemo treatments?
You are two callous motherfuckers, the two of you.
I see something just popped up on the screen, a big thumbs up. Did you see that, Eric? I don't know what that was. I'm not sure what that was, but that was funny. Sylvie, when you went through chemo, so all your hair, all the hair falls on, huh? Pubes and all?
All the pubes, everything.
No, Marv, just your head under your arms, but you like your bush.
It reminds me of the great song.
Taking Rogaine.
It reminds me of that great song. All the pubes are gone. The pubes are gone. Because I've been stricken with cancer.
Leg hair, everything, Sylvie, every last piece, every bit of hair.
Everything. It was like, it's one of the silver lines.
Like alopecia.
You don't have to manscape for several months.
You look like Mike Quadi.
Yes. In more ways than one. I don't know what that means. Not that I ever checked that out.
He had no eyebrows, right?
He didn't have any hair, I don't
think. Yeah. Well,
I lost some eyebrow, but I didn't lose all the eyebrow.
See, that's what I'm saying. Some hairs fall out, some don't. And some people don't even lose their hair, which is kind of crazy.
Right.
Who knows how that works?
I lost
don't
my
want
mind.
To bring the mood down. I'm just saying.
Well,
you already did.
Sylvie, I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking it's just someone with a lot of pubic hair that, and somehow, I don't know what they're doing. They're pulling it too hard. Maybe is there, as Yurko would say, tapping the dew off their lily as they're pulling their last couple
vigorously,
of shakes out.
Yeah.
like a few hairs get caught
making
up.
Making sure and all of it's gone and they're shaking that wanker out like this.
Yeah, you know? Maybe they're just, you know.
There's a vigorous wanker shanking going on right there.
Do we have anybody who can really have a vigorous wanker shake?
I don't know. Somebody might.
Sure.
You've got to have equipment to have a vigorous wanker shake.
Well, that's so.
Well, I mean some people are proud of what equipment they have.
Yeah.
And vigorously shake it to get rid of any dew.
And you think hair falls out in that process?
Could be.
What is the other explanation? Either Sylvie's right, and we're touching on a subject then where, unfortunately, one of our teams is going
through. Yeah, it's too sensitive.
Don't do a cancer check in the office.
So should we go through like a checklist of who our sickly teammates are?
No. Yeah.
Who looks sickly?
I don't think anybody.
And we'll check them off and we'll find out who is struggling and who is suffering.
But I think you've got, I don't know, even in a.
It's not right to out somebody if they don't want to be out there.
I wouldn't even call this a public bathroom. This is our workplace. So
this is our seventh floor bathroom.
There should be some decorum. Like if you notice.
That's
whether you
true.
Piss all over the seat,
right.
If you're in the stall, or you know you got pubes everywhere. Like
the only two bathrooms I've ever used is the one on the seventh floor and the one that's downstairs by the studios. That is a public. In essence, that one's more of a public restroom than this one is. Have you ever gone like to the eighth floor and gone to the bathroom, or like the third floor? I've never gone to any other floor to go to the bathroom. It's either been the seventh or it's been the one downstairs.
So it's got to be somebody on our team.
Yeah,
I would think. I mean, I used to work on the ninth and eighth floor, so I've used those lavatories over the years as well.
Yeah, I think if somebody was trying to hide a sickness or somebody didn't want you to know about it, they'd probably clean it up. I'm a little perplexed as to why somebody is not more conscientious and doesn't.
You've noticed this too, though, right? You've noticed it. You've been in a disgusting men's public bathroom in the airport.
The one down on the first floor, especially when Windy City Live was still kicking, like that was a true public.
Yeah.
Yes,
that was a dumpster fire.
That was a free for all.
And you see, I've never understood like what are you doing at the urinal that your pubic hair is falling onto the. I don't get it. I don't know. That's not everybody that's got cancer. I mean, chemo. I don't know.
We've had this problem for a while where people will take a shit and then they won't. Watch it all go down.
Leave it.
And then I'll walk in there to take a piss, and there will be shit in the toilet.
That's another thing I've never
heard. A floater. So, floater?
What are you doing?
Yeah, you gotta make sure it goes down.
Of course.
Or bring a poop knife to work.
Or bring your own poop knife. One of the great parody songs ever on the Waddle
and Sylvie Show. I'm wondering, guys, whether or not this business center room has ever been used for a conversation.
I asked the front desk worker if this was soundproof.
What'd they say?
They said, hey, don't worry if it gets too loud out there for you guys, I'll calm it down. And I said, I'm not worried about them. I said, I'm worried about if we're going to disturb anyone out here because we're doing the podcast.
What'd she say? She's like, oh, don't worry about it.
She got quite excited when I said that we're doing a podcast. Well,
not surprised.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
She thinks it's like a taping of the Joe Rogan podcast, you know?
I guess.
How is Indy?
Cold.
Is it cold?
You know what? I find Indy to be a very manageable city where you can move around. You're never stuck in traffic. They use their space wisely. I think it's a very good little town.
Get to the hotel, one of the hotels, the JW Marriott, to the convention center, all connected by the bridges. We saw one of the reporters that you would know from Chicago just staking out the JW Marriott Starbucks. Where all the prospects, all the coaches have to walk through, general managers just waiting for little scoopage.
I like that.
Yeah.
Did Caleb arrive yesterday? Is that right?
That was the word. Okay. Yes. Late.
I'm not sure that he spoke to anyone last night, though. I don't know. I think it's been a little bit of a mystery. He's supposed to speak tomorrow at what, 9?
Yeah. Yeah. And then he talks to the Bears, I think, today, right? Did the Bears talk to him today?
So. I thought it was scheduled for last night, but I'm not sure that happened. But I don't know 100%.
What are you guys having for lunch over there? Sandwiches?
Yeah.
I showed you.
Yeah. Turkey sandwich, some chips. This is the first time we're
eating. It looks delicious.
We had a meeting. We had a meeting with a high-ranking official.
For who?
What time was that, Waddle?
It was 7:30.
High-ranking official who? With who?
It was Mike Pence, Johnny.
That's all we'll tell you. High-ranking official.
Mike Pence. What do you mean?
7:30 Eastern time.
Oh, yeah.
We are in Indiana, Carl.
It's at 6:30 Chicago time. That's how early we got up.
Wait, so wait, you can't say who? You had a meeting with this person or an interview?
Yes. It was not an interview. It was a talk. We had a meeting.
Look at this. A high-ranking Bears official?
Well, we didn't say that. We just said a high-ranking official. So I said Mike.
Yeah, but I just said Bears official. A lot of was like, yeah. And he's like, no, I didn't say that.
I didn't even hear you. I thought you said pubes.
I thought you said you're all right, Spida. Wait, was it a high-ranking NFL official?
I can't answer that question.
Well, I'm very intrigued. You guys getting clandestine? You guys are having clandestine meetings over there. You're actually doing work.
We're getting stuff done. We're getting stuff done. Wow, look at you guys. Yes.
Normally we go on the road and we're slapdicking around. You guys are actually working. I'm impressed.
It's just about shrimp cocktail sauce. This is more than just shrimp cocktail sauce, Carm.
Nothing's more than fucking St. Elmo's shrimp cocktail sauce.
Carm, I'm wondering whether or not I should do the shrimp cocktail trick tonight. Probably not at St. Elmo's. I don't know if I ever told you this story. I was with a Chicago nightlife legend out in San Diego for the Super Bowl one time. And we were intoxicated. It was early evening at a nice restaurant. And there was a table that was next to, there was like tables where everyone was eating, and then there was like a server table where there was a giant shrimp cocktail. And the guy I was with, this is a true story, took his balls out of his fucking jeans and dropped his ball sack into the shrimp cocktail sauce.
Speaking of pubes.
Walked it over to a table next to us and says, would you like some shrimp cocktail? And his nut sack was in the shrimp cocktail sauce that was next to the shrimp cocktail.
So wait, in the middle of the restaurant, nobody noticed?
The middle of the fucking restaurant.
Did anybody notice?
Yes, we got kicked out.
Wow, you're lucky you didn't get arrested.
Well, I didn't do it, but like the guy we were with, yeah, they told us.
And what did he use to wipe his balls free of the cocktail sauce?
His tongue.
What?
His tongue.
I'm not 100% sure, but you know how you could play the little trick? Like, you got your jeans and you just unzip.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he didn't pull his pants all the way down.
Oh, right. He just took his balls out. Yeah.
And put it into the cocktail sauce. It was the most unique.
Were you guys dying?
Yes. Yeah.
And did you know the people at the table next to you, or were these strangers?
No.
We were strangers?
Yes, we were out having like an early dinner out in San Diego. It was one of the nights during the Super Bowl.
Early dinner, too.
Yeah, it was like 7 o'clock.
This is unbelievable. And yeah. and the table ate the cocktail sauce then?
No, they were mortified and they called the maitre d' over and said, get these fucking assholes out of here.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So are you saying they did see this guy do that?
Yes. Or no?
Oh, so was he a former NFL player?
Okay. No, Johnny. He was a local bar owner in the city of Chicago.
Oh boy,
a local bar owner
who's not with us any longer. But I think I can keep his name. You know,
I might know who it is.
I hope it's not him.
I might know who it is.
I hope it's not him.
You don't think he would be proud of himself?
Well, he's not with us anymore.
Right.
So.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, we know that. I mean, there's a handful of guys that we could talk about.
I don't know if his family would like his name attached to something that was so. I thought it was hilarious as shit.
Oh, you guys had to be fucking dying. I mean, I would have been. I don't know.
Have you ever seen anything odder, stranger, more offensive than that in a public restaurant?
I have a good friend, Sylvie knows him, who does ball tricks, but I've never seen him dunk. The balls in anything.
Balls. You got a friend that does ball.
Well, because he's got a humongous
set of nuts.
Yes. And he'll even joke, all balls, no bat. He's got like It's odd. He's got this enormous set of testicles.
Who's this?
You know him, Sylvie. If I said it, you'd know. You've met him a few times.
Is his shot prodigious with that set of nuts?
I don't know.
Is he pouring them out 16 ounces at a time?
I don't know.
A bottle of Miller Lite.
When we'd get looped up, especially when we were younger and like we were out at the bars, it was inevitable that
them
like,
balls he'd are coming take it out
and he would do tricks. He would do like the wristwatch or the helicopter or the
I don't even
like,
know what these things are.
The Texas belt buckle. Like he would do the
belt buckle.
He would take his nuts up through his jeans over the top. So belt. he'd walk up to, this is bad. You'd get canceled today. Like he'd look for a group. I shouldn't even be saying.
No, say it.
He'd walk around in the bar with his nuts over his, you know, like where his belt would
right,
be.
Right. So
his,
hanging out.
They were hanging out and it was called the Texas belt buckle or the wristwatch. He'd put it on his wrist. He'd wrap
Waddle
it around.
Do the Texas belt buckle with no belt here.
Oh. Yeah. Waddle could probably do it. That's true. So he would do. Ball tricks, but I never saw him like rub them on someone or dunk them in something. And then, he may have rubbed them on someone once on like one of our buddies, but like he never did what you were talking about. That's pardon the pun, but that is pretty ballsy in the middle of a restaurant to just be like,
yeah,
here you go. You're lucky you didn't get arrested.
Yeah. It was like one of these, it wasn't like this exclusive restaurant. It was like a bar/restaurant, you know, where,
yeah, there's your title, Eric. Ballsy move.
Ballsy move.
You gotta love good old fashioned ball tricks, boys. I mean, you know, you all have one of those friends that's he's got a unique.
Does your buddy still do it now?
The
ball tricks.
I think, yeah. If we all got back, and he doesn't live here anymore. He lives in a different state now.
Yeah, he lives he's incarcerated. Somewhere.
Yeah, he's in jail.
Yeah, he's in the Terre Haute Federal Pen.
if we all got together and we were liquored up together somewhere, like, is it totally out of the realm of possibility? No, he might bust it out every once in a while. But it was when we were in our 20s, you know. Early
That's
30s.
What you did in your 20s.
Yeah, it was always.
It was the 90s. A little more loosey goosey.
It was the highlight of entertainment and hijinks. So you got to.
Did he have a name? Did he have a nickname for his nuts?
No, not really. No, it was just this
crazy ball trick.
Big prodigious set of fucking nuts. You know.
That's got to be uncomfortable.
Probably.
Sweaty in the summer, like super sweaty.
Sweaty balls, yeah.
I'm sitting on the edge of my seat right now. Can you imagine being like in a locker room? In our locker room, the old Hallis Hall, it's fucking carpeted, which is strange, but it was
carpeted.
And when you know, there were some guys on the team, you know, a little age on them, had a little bit of drag. Like they'd sit on the edge of the bench from in front of their locker, and their balls were going to get rug burned.
Oh, God, just fucking hanging down, touching the floor. Well, gravity does start to take over. Every year we age, I think, you guys.
Maybe that's what
remind me.
Gravity is pulling on our nuts.
Mine aren't big. Mine are just lengthy, you know?
Lengthy?
The skin, the scrotum, the leathery man sack is just starting to stretch out like everything else.
Like everything else.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, that the ball stretch out, you want the other part. You want the
That's not happening.
It's the cock to stretch out. That doesn't happen.
What the big man gave you is what you've got.
Yeah, you think that, you know, you should tie a weight to the end of it.
Can you do stretching exercises to increase your length?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. No. The pump doesn't work. How do I know?
Excuse me, Johnny. What'd you say?
You know for a fact.
The Swedish penis pump doesn't work.
Zetterman once had, when he was still doing the Armchair Nutritionist podcast, he talked to a doctor who is a sex expert. And she swears that one of them does work. She said it shrinks as you get older. It's the opposite. I almost drove off the fucking road when I heard her say that. I was like, what? Shrinks as you get older. Can't afford to have it shrink.
That's why I was asking whether or not that, you know, there's exercises that little tug here, little tug there that could.
I don't know. I don't think so. She said there was an apparatus, though.
If by tugging it, it would get bigger, mine should be huge.
I mean, really, if tugging it was going to make it bigger, we'd all
really?
12 inches.
Come on.
What's the matter with you?
I'd be Lexington Steel right now.
You've been pulling on it since you were 15, for fuck's sake. I mean,
Mr. You know, Marcus, that's what you'd be looking at.
Tie a rope around the end of it and tie it to the bumper of your car.
That's what I'm thinking.
Drive down the street.
That's how you stretch the fucker out, you know? Yeah.
Yurko was telling some good stories about him being feeling like a baby seal getting clubbed in the locker room the other day.
Awesome. It was awesome.
That was in Green Bay. I walk in and three fellas are in there. I looked over there. I'm like, oh my God, what the hell?
I would turn and go the other
way. Are you serious? I felt, honestly, like a baby seal. Like I was going to about to make the snow white. I mean, red with blood. I walked, honest God, I walked into our hot tub, which the hot tub and the cold tub were next to each other. I walked in the hot tub. I started playing with it just so I could get a little blood flow in there so I could. But at least, like, I presented myself in a decent fashion.
Flap it around a little bit.
You know, that point before it starts to rise where it gets a little full.
Yeah, and the blood starts
It's just starting to, you know, before it can go rigid, just before that, just so I could sling it around a little bit and feel, yeah. You know,
okay.
Feel but like just, I was part of the group. You know, which one of these doesn't belong?
Were you ever concerned that you may take it a little too far? And next thing you know, you got a boner in a fucking hot tub.
That's a concern.
You got a big chubby.
That is definitely a concern. Yeah.
No, that would.
Then you can't move. Then you can't move, you know?
No.
Then you're sitting there and you're like pretending like you're stretching your hamstring or something. You got a real problem here. Oh, yeah. I don't know what happened. Cramped up today. Muscular fatigue. I don't know what's going on.
Oh. That is classic.
Fucking great, dude. I'm telling you.
The sad part is they'd look over at you and say, is that thing really hard?
Yeah, go ahead and make fun of me, Tom. Really?
No. I'm saying, Johnny.
I can't even imagine what your little Irish prick looks like, okay?
Got you and your Irish curse.
Got it.
Yeah, he's Scottish.
Yeah.
Worse.
Irish curse.
Worse. Yeah, no.
My point was, is all of us getting to that hot tub in your, yeah, like, not a good move. Just going with some shorts on.
Yeah, what, in the shower with
in
shorts
the shower?
On. Really?
No,
the hot tub.
No.
Hot tub was always naked.
Really?
You jump in the shower, you get all your filth off from practice, you go in the cold tub, then you do a little contrast, you know, a little bit of both.
The cold tub, that's shrinking.
Oh, that'll shrink it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Out.
That'll shrink.
It's diving back up inside.
Yeah.
Your balls in your cock are right next to your kidneys. They're right, all the way inside.
They're side by side.
Retreat.
Yeah. It's the amazing. Just the effect of water in general is kind of amazing. It doesn't even have to be that cold.
Hey, they retreated quicker than the English out of Dunkirk.
So good. Speaking of that, what are you guys hard for?
Does enough time go by? It's been 80 years. Has enough time go by for that joke?
What?
I think you're good. I think you're good.
What are we hard for? What are we hard for?
I don't know what the hell we're hard for. There's no football.
There is no football.
There's another golf tournament this weekend.
I'm not hard for.
There's another NASCAR race. There's basketball. No regular season baseball. It's still regular season hockey and regular season basketball.
I'll tell you this. I'm hard for another fucking weekend of 60-something degrees.
How about that?
I mean, I'm hard for the weather, too. That's fantastic.
I got golf plans this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Well,
it's going to be in the 60s again.
Guys are texting. Everybody wants to go slap the little white ball around. I'm up for that.
So I'm definitely hard for that again. I'm fearing that, like, it's going to be late April, though, when we're going to do it's going to be 30 degrees and sleeting.
Only when you're playing baseball.
When we have a game. I guarantee
only when
it.
He has a game. Fuck and they got to get the game in.
Brutal.
Because travel ball starts in, like, middle of June.
Travel ball starts in – no, travel ball coincides. We'll start playing
games. I thought you did house. I thought it was house. You have to have a kid in the house.
No, they run simultaneously now. Yeah. It's a pain in the ass, York. It really is.
How many times does your kid practice compared to play games?
There's probably two – well, one
– more games than there is practice.
Well, we have two practices a week, and then there's games. Well, plus Little League. There's probably three practices a week all told, and then maybe three or four games.
Damn. It's a lot. That's crazy. Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous. And then the kids who play, it's, I don't know. When you're pitching Little League, then, you know, every kid's got a fucking pitch limit on what they can throw because, well, they've got a game coming up this weekend and they have to be ready, or they just pitched this last weekend.
So they're all 3-hour, 5-inning games.
Dude, but it's not even that big. Like when you're banking on, okay, here's our starting pitcher for the game. And they don't put as much stock in house league anymore. They're like, you know, you hear from the father, well, he can only throw 30 pitches. Well, fucking 30 pitches, like, well, one bad inning and your starting pitcher's not going very far.
That's,
you know?
Because his son is going to be the next Cy Young winner.
It's fucking crazy. It's all crazy. You know, I don't know. It makes it hard that they run simultaneous now, for most of them do anyway, because these kids play so much. It makes it fucking crazy.
Well, and most of your travel programs don't give a rat's ass.
That's what I'm saying. They don't.
About your fucking house league.
They don't one bit. They're like, fuck off. This is the important thing, not house little league. And it sucks.
But in Cherville, the one thing they did do, that they had their travel programs, but you had to play house to be able to play travel.
So like one of our coworkers, his village does the same thing, because none of their kids would play Little League otherwise. That's a shame. Like our town, it's big in our town. It just is, like where I live in LaGrange, Hinsdale, Western Springs, Brookfield, like for whatever reason, that little pocket Southwest, like boys love playing baseball and they all play Little League. But like one of our coworkers, they had to put in the same rule. Otherwise, their Little League was going to die. That's kind of sad.
Yeah. It's nuts.
Kids should play Little League. We all played Little League growing up. Like, you should play if you like baseball.
There was nothing more I looked forward to than just, like, what they consider now house Little League.
Right. I always liked playing against my friends, because you'd see these guys during the summer.
Exactly.
You'd bust each other's chops. You didn't even see each other in class. Yes. And then when you got to high school, you say, man, I rocked you. Remember that time I rocked your ass?
I agree.
It's how you met the other kids from across your same community that you go to grammar school with, that you did eventually go to high school with, and you all knew from 10 years old on, 9 years old on.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Gio hitting anybody? Does he throw at people?
Gio, no, he's never thrown at anybody. He wouldn't do that. He doesn't have the demeanor for that. He's a little, he wouldn't do that. I mean, he can be, listen, he can get emotional, and he can be, he would never do that on the mound.
But he's not
never
throwing at anybody?
He's not throwing at anybody.
Are there kids in the league that are
throwing at people? Yes, absolutely.
And it's probably coming directly from the father.
Probably. If I had to guess, probably. Yeah.
Throwing the kids.
Fucked up. All right, what are you guys hard for?
I am going to a campus. For the first time in a decade, I'm taking my boy, my Mason, my oldest, is going down to Carbondale with me.
Nice.
Right when we get back from Indy, we're flying Saturday morning down to SIU.
Look at
We're going to SIU, the finale against UNI, Northern Iowa.
That's great. That'll be a fun trip.
They have direct flights. I don't have to drive anymore from O'Hare down to Southern Illinois. So I'm going down there. And it's just father, son, my oldest. Braxton is going to stay. He's got baseball practice. So he's staying home with Allie. And we're just going to do Mason and Daddy.
That's awesome.
I'm looking forward to that and showing him what a college campus looks like.
Show him where not to go.
The old stomping grounds.
You go.
Yeah, you don't want to go here, kid.
You go fuck yourself. Hey, I thought the
directional. Go anywhere else but this joint.
I thought the directional guys have to stick together.
Yeah, what happened to that? I thought directional guys always stick together.
That went out the window.
It did? Waddle, what are you hard for?
I'm hard for a giant scotch tonight at St. Elmo's.
Dude, have fun, you guys. That'll be great. I want to hear all about it tomorrow.
I'm also hard for hopefully this trade being done sooner rather than later so we can move on with our lives.
Yeah, we'll save it for regular crosstalk. Yurko asked a good – I think it was you. Was it you or Abdallah? It might have been Abdallah asked a good kind of had a good over-under yesterday on the trade.
Oh, I asked that.
Did you ask that?
Yeah.
I think you might have. Of course. Save it for regular crosstalk. We'll
I'm the intelligent one on the show. You know who asked.
We'll do it. Remind me to do that with for regular crosstalk later. All right. So we'll do that. Thanks.
Oh, by the way, Johnny, hard for 2 beers by 10 is running tomorrow at Turfway, I believe, in the 6th race. So keep an eye on it.
Tomorrow in the 6th. Turfway.
All right. Thank you to Blue Chew. Use the promo code Unhinged at checkout. You'll get a month's supply for free. You just have to pay the shipping and handling. So check out bluechew.com. Thanks, Derek Ostrowski, producing as always. And we'll see everybody again next week. Have a great weekend. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tom?